What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful here with the name. You know, we've talked to him a couple of times. We've talked to him to promote ROH. We've talked to him to promote Terminus. Now we're here to talk Modern Age Grappling, May 22nd, 6 p.m. at the Underground Fight Factory in Hampton, Georgia. You can check it out on Fight as well. We got Jonathan Gresham, the ROH champion. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good, man. I just had a full day. Now I'm talking to you, so... Pretty good. Thank you.
Not just a full day, a full, like, several months. Like, I think I've interviewed you three times in, like, maybe the last 6 or 7 months. And it has been categorically different parts of your career. We're talking, like, towards the end of ROH. And you told me at that moment, which I incredibly respected, you go, I'm going to see this ROH thing through. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to see how it works. I'm sure that had to feel a little bit unnerving and it may be intimidating at times. Now, as you sit here, how do you feel about that decision to see it through with ROH?
I speak about this a lot, but it's real. It's not a character thing. I literally have this voice. I call it my conscience that speaks to me, very clearly. And, a lot of guys were panicking, contacting different places, trying to jump ship. And something told me, you know, you came this far, like you made it to Ring of Honor, which was like, you just never thought it would be something that you could do. It was like, just see it through, man. That's the least you could do. This is your dream. You're at the point where you want it to be. Just see it through. Don't do anything else. Take a Ring of Honor. And it's exactly what I wanted to do. Fast forward to now, like, I think it was the right decision.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, you're at Supercard of Honor. You unified those ROH titles. That had to feel really good for you because you not only kept the Ring of Honor name in front of people, you pushed it in front of people during that hiatus. You were defending your championship all over the place. And I know that you had to get like a little bit of approval to do that. Well, now, how have things changed for you personally? Because you're the undisputed ROH champion. ROH has changed ownership since then. And not only that, you're running multiple independent promotions on your own. Well, not on your own. I guess Baron helps you here and there, I guess. But, I mean, so much has just changed in the last few months for you.
Yeah. So, clip notes here is just pretty much I find out that I'm losing my job. Terminus is already in the works. So... Baron and I are funding Terminus ourselves. So I lose my job. So I start to panic. I think like naturally anybody would. So I turn back to the only thing I know, which is going to the Indies. So I discussed a lot of, options with like Progress and WXW, and they came through to give me work, which is really nice of them. I've worked with them for years now. So I'm on the Indies working for those guys, just trying to keep my normal life afloat. And so Terminus kind of went on the back burner because, of course, I needed to save what I was making just for my personal life, take care of things. And fast forward, Tony Khan purchases Ring of Honor, and now we're here. Ring of Honor's, I guess, on its way back. I'm looking forward to that. And a lot of my comrades and my friends are going to get their jobs back, hopefully. So I don't know. Things just took like a huge turn in a good direction for me. And now that I'm more confident in Ring of Honor coming back, I can start looking at, taking myself off the indies a little bit more and concentrating on Terminus and Modern Age Grappling.
Yeah. I assume Terminus wasn't around because Baron Black hadn't been to the pay window yet in AEW. Like, he didn't get that winner's purse at all. I mean, you stepped in and immediately beat his win total. How does that feel?
Oh man, I don't know. I think he's taking it pretty good, man. He always he's challenging me. I'll tell you that. He wants me to wrestle him on AEW Dark. So maybe that's gonna happen soon. All right. I think AEW's coming to Atlanta soon, so maybe that's something that's gonna happen. Who knows?
Well, something that's coming to Hampton, Georgia is Modern Age Grappling. So we've seen Terminus, which is like you and Baron. We've seen Baron's promotion as well, which was a hit. I loved the live stream on Fight this past week. Now you got Modern Age Grappling, and we're talking like yourself, Baron, Brian Johnston, Colt Cabana, Rhett Titus, Josh Woods, Will Ferrara. A lot of those people that you mentioned that lost their jobs, like they're working here at Modern Age Grappling. what motivated you to do this instead of running a Terminus show in, like, right here?
So for a long time, I wanted to run shows, and I had this visual, this way of running shows that I wanted to do. And when it came time to do it, I ended up teaming with my friend Baron. So I couldn't run fully what my vision of a promotion that I wanted to run would be. But this, Modern Age Grappling, is exactly the way I want wrestling presented. And the people that I believe understand my vision are the people booked on the show. Mm-hmm. Just to be clear, Colt Cabana is commentating. I felt like his voice and his knowledge of the round system would definitely help out to explain to people what's going on. So I have him on commentary.
Lenny, right?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
He's great. Lenny.
Yeah, he's tremendous. I love him. The guys that's on the card, of course, they did lose their jobs, of course, with me, with Ring of Honor. And this is just me trying to, you know, put this style of wrestling forward, but also the guys that understand it, that lost their jobs from Ring of Honor, give them a place that hopefully will have eyes watching, you know? So that's my goal right now. This is my original idea of my promotion is this one. Rounds-based wrestling.
Yeah, it says matches will be contested under pro wrestling rules with a twist. They'll be broken up into 6 rounds of 5-minute segments with a 30-second break given to the contenders between rounds. Time limits will be strictly adhered to. Is there anybody that you had to sell on this to be like, hey, you've probably – because there are some of these people who like the idea but maybe have never done it like this before.
No, I didn't have to sell it to anybody. All the guys that I have.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The card are they're ambitious like I am, I believe. So they're open to challenges like this. I think they all kind of understand. I've worked with all of them too, so they kind of understand what I'm looking for as far as like, you know, the presentation of wrestling. I also think the rounds-based system gives each round its own like life. It gives it its own its own identity, basically.
Sure.
So from each round, you can get like a different feel of wrestling. It could be fast-paced, it could be slow, it could be a brawl. It's just, it could be anything. I'm really interested to see how the live audience really digests it. We tried it one time at Terminus 2 for the pre-show. It was Leviticus Cash, who I'm wrestling, and then it's Adam Priest, who's wrestling Black Baron.
He's great.
Yeah, he's really good. Both of those guys are really good, and they really got the match over and the gimmick over. So I'm hoping that it works for entire show. The difference I have with wrestling coming in as a performer is oftentimes we fly in early, call time is really early, and then like the show runs late normally. Yeah. So you're pretty much there all day. I hate that.
Yeah.
So what I've always wanted to do, definitely with a smaller show like this, is only run about 4 or 5 matches. And, hopefully the show is done within an hour. So if fans or the boys want to go to a bar and hang out, they can. They want to see the town, they can. This is just my way of, like, I don't know, trying to.
The Sunday matinee show should be a standard thing. Like, I love that. Like,
I think so, yeah.
When I see WWE running live events and I got friends that are like, oh, yeah, the show's at 7, I go, why? Do it at 1. Like, run that live in the afternoon or the early evening. It's a Sunday.
Exactly. Because everybody's got to go to work on Monday. I don't want to be out too late. Yeah. So this is me experimenting with a lot, and I'm hoping that the live audience and the people watching on Fight enjoy. So,
obviously, you were pulled from the Impact show. I wanted to ask, how you feeling? You're back in the ring already, so apparently you're doing all right.
Yeah, I'm okay. I really appreciate everybody at Impact. I really appreciated my time there and enjoyed my time there. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to finish, but hopefully I can come back around and, work for them again and have a better payoff. But, yeah, I'm feeling a lot better after concussion. I just had to take some time off. The good thing is I got a chance to learn a little bit more than I knew about concussions. Mm-hmm. So now I can, better avoid them. I can avoid them more going forward. And when they happen, I know what to do immediately. So this is all new to me.
And getting to work even briefly in the same promotion as Jordan, how was that for you?
It was really good. We normally have this thing where we message each other multiple times a day when we're away. But, we got a chance to travel to the show together by flight. And then we were able to get the rental car together and drive and actually do stuff in town before and after the show. So that was really fun, to do. Just seeing her in that environment and how she plans her matches and just the way that people view her in that locker room, I'm just really proud of the wrestler she's become. So being able to watch that, up close is really cool.
Yeah, I was able to see her work this past weekend in Cincinnati and in there with Morrissey and Shark Boy, and it fits right in. Like, it's seamless.
Yeah.
Like, she's such a versatile performer that is, like, very valuable to that locker room, and I think that's something good that Impact has done. They've retained Josh Alexander, Jordan Grace, they've retained Ace Austin, these people that proved their worth in the company, and I thought that was really great. Speaking of, we got a question. It's from somebody, they didn't put their full name. It's a Trisha P. It says, which dog is your favorite?
Which dog is my favorite? Why do you have to do that? All of them are my favorite. By the way, this is my wife. Did she say that?
Who's to say? There's so many Trisha P's in the world, right?
Only one that would know about the dogs.
I mean, maybe it's somebody just you never know, right? Completely. But
they're my children. I can't choose just one. All of them are my favorite. I love all of them equally.
What do you like least about each dog?
Is she asking these questions?
No, this has been me. This is me. This is me freestyling here.
Okay. What I like about I dislike that Barry likes to jump because his nails are long and he scratches. Bernie is she walks to a beat of her own drum. She does whatever she wants to do when she wants to do it, and I don't appreciate that. Bert Boy is still a puppy, and he still takes little poops around the bedroom at night. I find them in the morning stepping on them, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Landmines, we call them.
Yeah. And I guess Blue, which is our new puppy, he just humps everyone. So I don't like that. That makes me not feel good. So
my God.
We're all hanging out, and he's just like humping one of the dogs. And yeah, it just kind of kills the mood. But yeah, that's the only thing.
Which modern age grappling performer do you think each one of your dogs would like the most? You can't say yourself for all of them. That's cheating. Like, which one do you think matches up to their personalities?
Each dog matches one of the wrestlers from modern age grappling.
Yeah.
I think Bert would match Will Ferrara because Will is like very low key. And Bert is like major chill. Barry, who does Barry match? Barry, I would say Titus, but Titus has settled down as he's gotten older.
Is Barry the humper?
The Humper is blue, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. The Humper, I would say, is probably barren. Blue. Yeah. Barren hides it well, but he's a Humper.
Amazing.
And then Bernie would be, whew, I don't know Aviticus well, but he seems a bit the same as Bernie, I'd say.
Yeah.
My time hanging around him.
Interesting. Before we went on the air, I talked to you a little bit about the last time I saw you in person was at the presser after Supercard of Honor, and you're there right next to Tony Khan. You're talking. I thought it was a great presser. You talked about restoring honor to the championship. Maybe elaborate a little bit on that, because I thought that your answer was really good. You were like, when I felt like this title had honor, these people had it, and you specified some certain people.
Yes, I just and maybe I'm jaded in a certain way, but I just feel like wrestling, and I think everyone during their time growing up says this, like wrestling isn't the same as it was when I was growing up. And I really feel like the way that the Ring of Honor Championship, the company, the combatants in the ring were viewed was a lot different when I was coming up in 2005 to about 2000 and, you know, maybe 7 or 8, 9. I just want that aura to the championship to be there again. And I feel the only way to do that is to go out there and wrestle people that view wrestling the way that I do. Individuals that uphold honor at all costs. I believe they have to believe in the code of honor. And this isn't just, you know, a gimmick. These are people that have to really believe that the Ring of Honor brand is the way professional wrestling is supposed to be presented. I really feel that way. You know, I feel like, you know, I'm not just Ring of Honor is the only way wrestling should be, but I feel like it is the standard. If you look at every top performer in every company, you know, in the United States at the least, they've had some kind of presence in Ring of Honor. When you talk about Samoa Joe, when you talk about the Briscoes, when you talk about Seth Rollins, you know, the NXT brand for a long time was all top Ring of Honor guys. And I believe that there's a reason for that, you know, just the essence of what Ring of Honor was. A lot of people tried to use it and they couldn't, but the guys that somehow came to Ring of Honor, made it to Ring of Honor, made it to the top of the card, they carry on, you know, a piece of Ring of Honor and like the essence of it in all of what they do. And they take it to other companies and they kind of transformed, you know, the WWE style into what Ring of Honor once was, you know? So the company has just influenced the entire platform, the entire wrestling industry for like the last, 15 years, 12, 15, 20 years. So, I mean, I just want to be a part of something like that again. And I think the way I view wrestling and a lot of the guys coming up now, they view wrestling differently, like Danielson did and like Joe did. And I think we can do that again. We can change the mold again with the new Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I remember when like Danielson would move from WWE to AEW, you would have those people that probably didn't see his ROH work that are like, oh, will he still be able to work that style? And I'm like, WWE was a much faster pace than what ROH was when he was there. Like it was a different style that he worked there. And you really got to watch it to appreciate it. I like how you mentioned like restoring honor to that championship because you defended it like 15 times outside of ROH in that interim. I know that now probably that's not something you can just do as I don't know, as often as you were before because different ownership means different clearances. What has that meant for your schedule? Because, I mean, I know that it's primarily ROH and AEW now.
Yeah, my schedule with the new Ring of Honor brand is still unclear. My independent schedule is now calming down. You know, because I know Ring of Honor is coming back soon. I want to have my availability open for that. So I was working along with, you know, WXW Progress, as well as like spot shows here and there. And all of that is coming to a head very soon. And I appreciate my time at these promotions. So, yeah, I can't really speak more on that. It's just I have to wait until, you know, things are announced. And I unfortunately learn things like everybody else.
Sure. But I mean, the fact that modern age grappling is happening seems like Tony Khan seems to be pretty cool with that. ROH seems to be pretty cool with that. AEW does. Not only that, but I mean, you've got people that have regularly appeared on their programming as well.
Yeah, I've been pretty good with the offices of Impact, Ring of Honor, and AEW with using talent. They've been pretty open and not a lot of restrictions. Of course, the normal things.
Like Baron, yeah, Baron really can't open. Win. That's the main rule that they say. Baron's not exactly. winning at all, ever, even if there's a fire.
Exactly. Exactly. That was one of the big ones, actually. But yeah, it's been really easy. They've been really helpful. And I'm very thankful for them allowing their talent to come and work for us.
So what do you want people to know about modern age grappling that maybe they wouldn't, or any preconceived notions? If they see the rule set and maybe it's not for them, what would you want to tell them to give them a shot, to have them give you a shot, rather?
Well,
springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want you to just think about this as it's not just about technical wrestling. A lot of people believe the round system or anything associated with me is strictly that. That is my wheelhouse, is what I enjoy. Yeah. But I want to just bring something different to the table. I feel like there's a lot of wrestlers out there that don't get opportunities because of the way that they decide to wrestle. And I want to be a platform to give them where they can come do what they enjoy. And, to me, the round system gives you enough time to digest what you just saw, and then it starts again. Also, it's really big for me is heels and faces. It's really difficult now to get heels and faces because the pro wrestling rules aren't being enforced. So with modern age grappling, normal pro wrestling rules, which you already know with WWE, AEW, Impact, these rules are just going to be reinforced, with modern age grappling. There won't be any, lukewarm calling of rules. Everything will be enforced. And the referees have that authority to do that. And that's another thing I want to do is give the authority back to the referees. Doing that thus helps build characters of heels and faces. So that's pretty much what I'm trying to do here. I want to make it easily digestible for the audience, not adding a lot of rules like I did with Terminus, but just relaxing them a lot more and breaking them up with the 6 5-minute rounds.
Did you ever see the video back in the day of angry PWG fan that would like yell at people? And there was the ref that was in there and he was like walking through everything. And the guy's just like, they know the rules. Like, that's how I feel about wrestlers. It's like, why are we warning them? They knew the rules before they got into the ring. They were aware of this. And if they didn't, well, that's on them. They should have familiarized themselves with the rules beforehand. Like, John Jones was one of my favorite fighters. He's out there headbutting people. I'm like, you should probably know the rules. You can't use inexperience as a thing. You're in the UFC. You can't do that. You've got to know the rules. So whenever I see somebody getting warned, I'm like, isn't the rule book the warning to begin with? Mm-hmm. And why don't they know
it? That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. This is just a place to give guys a platform to do what they enjoy about professional wrestling, not something they feel they're forced to do to keep a booking or get a booking. So,
a reminder, guys, May 22nd, 6 p.m., a nice start time for that at the Underground Fight Factory in Hampton, Georgia. But you can watch it on Fight. We're going to wrap up with some honest-to-God reader questions, like from actual readers. Someone says, would you rather have feet for hands or hands for feet? That one's easy for me.
Hands for feet, I guess.
Yeah, you could
grip a lot more.
It'd be so much more versatile to have hands for feet. Like, without a doubt, what kind of question is that?
I can hang upside down for my feet.
Oh, you got it. Who's it? Is that Mr. Hughes ringing the doorbell?
This is a package.
Oh, okay.
My wife gets a lot of Amazon packages.
I got excited there. I was like, oh, Mr. Hughes cameo. Here we go. I don't know why I thought, I mean, I know Jordan once told me that like you played a video game with Mr. Hughes and that's why I thought that.
She saw me one time on the phone with Hughes trying to get him to understand how to play, because I had just gotten Call of Duty, and I think he had gotten it too, and I was trying to get him to hook it up. And it took a very long time, and we played Call of Duty like once, and then he forgot how to hook his PlayStation up to. But I'm like, it should. Once you do it one time, it's always hooked up. But I guess he did something wrong.
And he called during our interview one time that me and you did with Baron. Like, he called at the start of that. And I think I saw her, and I mentioned that. I was like, he's buddies with Mr. Hughes? That rules. And I think she had mentioned that. Someone asks, who was your go-to in WCW NWO Revenge? I'm a Hanzo Mon guy. Like, you remember him? Him and Aki Man?
I don't, because I didn't play that game often. I was more so on 2000 and the other one.
So who were your go-tos there?
2000 was Chris Jericho all the time. All the time.
Mr. Hughes would be livid. Jericho fired him. look at that. Look at that. No respect. Reminder, guys, check out Modern Age Grappling, May 22nd, 6 p.m. We got a cameo in the background.
Trish, you going to come say hey? Oh, she's checking her package.
Aw, what a letdown.
You
want
to say hey? Hi, what's this?
They're replacing that line as much.
Wrestling superstar Jordan Grace in the background. I love these cameos. It's good for the thumbnail, you know? Like, MJF would always run into my interviews and dunk on people, but this one's a positive one. But, I mean, she did just try to pit you against your own animals.
That is true. I'll talk to her about that when we get off the phone.
And who's this guy? We got another run-in. It is this. It's a ladder. We got a ladder match going on. This is not in the Modern Age Grappling rule set. This is not permitted. Jonathan Gresham. Obviously, you got some stuff going on there. I want to thank you so much for joining me. I'm sure I'm going to talk to you in probably another month or two when you've got something else incredible going on. Let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, pretty much, at the John Gresham. Mm-hmm. And then you can follow the Terminus brand at Terminus Pro. That would be appreciated. Thank you.
Check it out, guys. They do some incredible stuff. I love what John and Baron are both doing. Until next time, guys, we're out. Jonathan Gresham is the undisputed ROH champion. We got to talk to him, but I want to give you the undisputed best VPN in the world, the fastest VPN in the world. NordVPN.com/Fightful has that threat protection, blocks online trackers, blocks annoying pop-up ads and malware. Not only that, you get a great deal. 70% off, an additional month free, and a 30-day money-back guarantee in case you don't like it. You cannot beat that. But you know what? I'm going to. It changes your virtual location with just one click. That way you can remain anonymous, or you can check out all your favorite shows earlier. You can subscribe to services cheaper. You can get WWE Network in Canada in case you missed that. You can get UFC pay-per-views much cheaper with overseas services by just changing that virtual location. NordVPN.com/Fightful. You'll end up paying for the service with the savings you get from it. Check it out, my friends. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.